Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, read something interesting in the news, we love hearing from you. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you're interested in products, or if you're interested in the longevity business opportunity. If you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business, if you want to help people, help change their lives, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you'd like to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, the longevity business opportunity is something you want to look into. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number today. We're going to talk to John Katsavos at the bottom of the hour. His website, viofitness.ca, that's .ca as in Canada. John has a podcast, a YouTube podcast as well. I met John a couple weeks ago. He's a very interesting physical trainer who focuses on mental health issues. He has an interesting story about depression and suicidal thoughts, and he helped cure himself, and now he helps other folks as well. We'll talk to John Katsavos about mind-body. And by the way, when I hear you say mind-body, I'm not putting a hyphen there. Mind-body is one thing. It's not two things. As you know, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, I am not the kind of nutritionist or pharmacist or healthcare professional who just says, eat right and stay away from the bad foods and eat the good foods and make sure you supplement. And as important as that is, mental and emotional strategies play a huge role in how healthy or not healthy our body shows up as. Mental and emotional meaning mind. When I say mind, I mean mental and emotional. Mind-body refers to mental, emotional with the body, not with a hyphen. Altogether, we'll talk to John Katsavos at the bottom of the hour about the mind-body connection and about physical fitness. And we'll take your calls as well at 844-236-6010 in our second segment. So we have been talking about the nature of push-pull, the nature of contraction and expansion, these two fundamental forces that are found in nature. If you are not as healthy as you would like to be, yes, you can supplement. Yes, you have to make sure that you're eating correctly. Yes, you have to stay away from deep fried foods and fried foods and sugary foods and processed foods. I was sitting in a restaurant with a friend of mine a couple days ago, and I heard the waitress talking about something. She said, "You have to try these deep fried Oreo cookies." I could not believe it. I mean, I'd heard of deep frying Twinkies and all these other things, but she just was raving about her deep fried Oreo cookies. And for the life of me, I could not imagine how somebody could not think that that was horrible food. An Oreo cookie, well, I had to ask her how they made this thing. You take an Oreo cookie and you put it in batter, as if there's not enough flour and gluten and processed grains in your Oreo cookie. Now you put it in a batter and then they deep fry it. I was blown away. I mean, can you imagine if you just deconstruct your deep-fried Oreo cookie into its components? Can you imagine a food, I use that term loosely, that contains more non-nutrition and more of a burden, a heavy burden on the body than a deep-fried Oreo cookie? She was a young gal. She had no idea what she's saying, but it just blows me away how we can live a certain way and then we can just think that we can vaccinate or medicate our way back to health. So anyway, the two fundamental forces in the body and nature, this is from Dr. Wilhelm Reich, are expansion and contraction. Expansion is when your body is expanded, and contraction is when you're scrunched up. Look at the difference between an older person, not all older people, many if not most, how they walk, how they hold their bodies, and look at a teenager, look at a kid. And you'll see the difference between expansion and contraction. When we're young, we expand. And when we're older, we contract. Now, in that simple sentence, when we're young, we're expansive or expanded, and when we're older, we're contracted. In that sentence, you have the clue to anti-aging. You have the secret of staying anti-age, youthful, and healthy as long as you live. In that sentence, when we're young, we're expanded. When we're old, we're contracted. What we want to learn to do is expand the body. This is why stretching is so valuable. It's why yoga is so valuable. Stretching and yoga are about expanding the connective tissue. Look how you're standing. Look in the mirror. If you're older and you're dealing with arthritis or neuropathy or just plain old aging, look how you stand in the mirror. And for the most part, in a full-length mirror, and for the most part, most of us, as including myself, by the way, are suffering from the forces of gravity, suffering from the forces of not just physical gravity, but mental and emotional gravity from lousy thoughts and lousy feelings and lousy living. We're suffering from contraction as an end result of gravitational forces that are not just limited to physical gravity. They're also emotional and mental gravity that we suffer from, gravitas, if you will. And learning to expand the body is critical. This is why water can be so helpful, by the way. Water has an expansive effect on the body. This is why first thing in the morning we don't feel so good, or we feel tired, or we think we need coffee. It's because our body has been contracted. When you're sleeping, you're not expanded. When you're sleeping, your body is contracted, relatively speaking, anyway, for most of us. When we sleep, our body shrivels. We lose our water. This shriveling effect is part of contraction. That's how you anti-age, folks. You figure out how to expand through breathing, through hydration, through mental and emotional strategies, through stretching, through yoga, through exercise and moving the body. All of these are mechanisms for expanding the body, thereby anti-aging the body. One of the iconic manifestations of the contraction response is insomnia. Insomnia is a type of contraction. When you're insomnia, you can't fall asleep at night, your body is contracted. Loosening the body through progressive muscle techniques, relaxation strategies is one of the great ways to help you fall asleep, because that has an expansive effect. When you're expanded, you're relaxed. When you're contracted, you're tense. The body won't fall asleep when it's tense. Progressive relaxation is a great way to hack into the body to expand the connective tissue, expand the muscles. And you start from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, to your toes. Extreme clenching and then letting go. extreme clenching, maximizing contractions, and then relaxing. That's called progressive muscle relaxation. You do it from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk to John Katsavos about mind-body. At the bottom of the hour, you're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Benny. 442-3660-10 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a moment, so hang tight, and I will get your calls early because we've got a bunch of folks that want to talk to us today. John Katsavos at the bottom of the hour, mind-body connection, mind-body work, if you will, and John is a podcast host and personal trainer as well. We'll talk to John about good health, physical good health, and mental and emotional good health at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment. Real quick, this is super interesting. And in fact, I don't even know if I'll have a time to really cover this at length. Maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. This is from the Journal of Dermatology. Free residual chlorine in bathing water reduces the water-holding capacity of the stratum corneum in atopic skin. What does that mean? That means basically the chlorine in your tap water could be messing up your skin. Nobody ever talks about that. Nobody ever thinks about it. Every time you take a shower, you're bathing in chlorine. I had a friend of mine ask me if I want to go swimming. She has a pool, and where she lives, there's a pool, and she wanted to go swimming. I said, I'm not jumping in that pool. That's a chlorine bath. Would you take a chlorine bath? Think about it. Would you put bleach in your bath water and then go sit in it? Chlorine is one of the most toxic and deadly substances on the periodic table. Now, I'm not saying, you know, chlorinating water, tap water, maybe perhaps we had to do it. You know, I'm not saying that, that it didn't have an upside to it. But not only is chlorine a problem, but the reaction byproducts of chlorine and toxins in the water are especially nasty. Chlorine supercharges the toxicity of other toxins. Plus, the chlorine on its own is a problem. If you have eczema, or if you're interested in protecting your skin from aging over the course of time, use vitamin C after you imbibe or topically apply tap water. Whether you drink tap water or apply it, you should be doing lots of vitamin C, and topical vitamin C can go a long way. Fat-soluble topical vitamin C, like you'll find on TrueTreatments.com, can go a long way towards mitigating the aging, the pro-aging effects of chlorine in your water. Put your True Transdermal C Serum or your True Transdermal C Balm on your face after you wash it. And make sure you're taking or ingesting enough internal vitamin C, either on its own or in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is vitamin C rich. I thought that was super interesting, this article, and I'm going to be talking more about it. In fact, I'll be writing about it, I think. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend Carl the Truth Raider. What's up, Carl? How you doing, man?
Do I sound okay on my cell phone?
You sound better than you usually do. What's going on?
Okay. Yeah, sometimes the computer works, sometimes the phone works.
This is the best I've heard you sound. What's up?
Oh, okay, great, great. Okay, for most of the beginning of the year, starting the beginning of the year, and for several months, I had this terrible pain, deep pain on the top of my left foot near my big toe. Yeah. It was kind of stiff.
Like a burning pain? Was it a burning thing?
No, just a deep
ache?
Pain in the bone.
Okay, gotcha.
So what I did, I started, after a couple of months, I started slapping the skin. I just kept slapping it.
Yeah.
You know, just smacking the foot. And then the pain would ease a little bit, and I'd have a warm, stinging skin a little bit from slapping it. But the pain.
That was actually quite smart. What you did is you improved the blood supply. That tells you that you have some kind of blockage in circulation down there. Which is not uncommon. Yeah. It's your extremities.
Right.
It's your extremities, right. And that's where these blockages will begin, in your extremities. So it's not uncommon, but that's really cool that you figured that out. What I'd be doing is getting massage, reflexology, even Rolfing, something to break up adhesions and scar tissue and improve circulation. When the circulation is blocked or impeded in some way, there's no nutrition that comes to that area. There's no oxygen that comes to that area. Toxicity is not removed from that area, and that's the three criteria or the three basics of cell death. Suffocation, starvation, intoxication, and anything you could do to improve circulation. Even do your own massage. Massage your foot, your toe, the big toe area, but just by yourself. Forget slapping. That was great. That was actually very intuitive. But actually give it some massage. Get yourself some, go to the drugstore, health food store, and get yourself some capsaicin. You know capsaicin, hot pepper oil? You might have to ask the pharmacist for it. Or get something with methyl salicylate. I don't know if you ever heard of that, methyl salicylate. Or even just any essential oils
wintergreen oil, peppermint oil, and massage that in, and that'll help improve the circulation. And keep doing some massage there. That was really cool that you figured that out, Truth Raider. Hey, I want to get to a couple more calls, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Kevin calling all the way from Moscow. What's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. I went on to the YouTube channel, and they forced me to give them my phone number. They totally blocked me off, so I have to give it to Relief. No, it's Relief.
Okay.
But we're moving to Rumble on Monday, August 2nd. Enough of the harassment from Google, YouTube.
Yeah, that's the way the world is these days, Kevin. It's crazy, but, you know, did you hear about Sydney? What's going on in Sydney? My friend Avi, I know he's listening to the program. Hi, Avi. He texts me or emails me periodically about what's going on in Australia. So Sydney, they're bringing the army out to make sure people obey COVID lockdown. Did you hear this?
Yeah, they're pretty nuts.
They're pretty nuts. Unbelievable.
New Zealand is right behind them.
Yes.
Please get on to talk about how people like me that, a vaccine could kill me, seeing that a common tetanus vaccine almost killed me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Hesitant to put vax sludge, unknown vax sludge.
So what do you want? Tell me specifically. Hey, Kevin, tell me specifically what you want me to ask him.
How to get exemptions
from, in other words, if you have an underlying condition that may get worse because you get vaccinated, how do you get exemptions?
Okay. I got lots of allergies.
I'll ask him. I don't know. He's not a physician. Tomorrow I have a doctor coming on, a physician coming on, and I'll ask him as well. But I'll ask John and see what he says. He's more of a personal trainer. And with a specialty in mind body, and he has a podcast where he talks about that. But I will ask him. I don't want to talk too much about the big, I don't like talking about it because of the search, the algorithms and all that stuff. So I try to avoid talking. Plus, it's so negative, Kevin, I don't want to get negative about it. It's really easy to get negative in the world. It's very easy. And I don't want the bright side to get too much in the weeds with all the crap that's going on. I want this to be more empowering about what we can do, about how we can handle what's going on in the world today. Locus of control, I call it. You always want to focus on where you have control. I like sports. I've loved baseball. I know you like baseball too, Kevin. And I love how relief pitchers have to always focus on the now. They can't think about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future. You know what I'm saying? A good athlete, not just a relief pitcher, but a good athlete will always focus on what's happening right now. They won't think about their fumble or their strikeout that happened last week or what they have to do tomorrow. They're always in the now, and we're all athletes. We all want to live our lives like athletes because life is an athletic event, in my humble opinion. Kevin, I got to motivate, but thank you so much for your call. Thanks for everything you're doing. I really appreciate it. Kevin puts our videos up, our Brightside episodes up on Rumble. Thanks, Kevin. All right, John Katsavos coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side on Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package.
To celebrate not only a long overdue, much needed investment in our infrastructure, an investment that administration after administration has called for, but that has not been delivered to the American people, but also to celebrate bipartisanship.
Japanese officials sounded the alarm Thursday as Tokyo reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The Delta surge could soon be over. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Florida man was definitely not mad when his dog's barking woke him up in the middle of the night. He says those barks saved him from a raging fire. Lisa McDonald, a spokesperson for Orange County Fire Rescue.
So the homeowner should definitely thank his pet for waking him up.
Oh, she's my hero. I love my dog and, you know, it's amazing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find 10-plus years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health information at brightsideben.com. We also have a search engine up if you want to review a topic or program or share one with a friend or a loved one who may benefit. And also, please don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with eczema and psoriasis and acne and just plain old dry skin and wrinkles. True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Prescription strength formulations without a prescription. Medicine that's not drugs. That's what True Skin Health is all about. Medicine, medicinal effects, medicinal benefits, therapeutic and healing benefits without drugs. Just using nutrition and what I call biogenic ingredients, ingredients that are already found in your skin. If you want to read up on the story or check out our formulations, go to TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com, and also our 2,100 plus now 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed with a D, TruthReviewed.com, TruthReviewed.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today, John Katsavos. Is a personal trainer and a podcast host, and he's got a very interesting vision about how to deal with mental and emotional health challenges using physical strategies. He knows of what he speaks because he has personal experience, and he shares his personal experience and helps people through his podcast as well as through his Facebook page and also doing personal consults. I met John a couple weeks ago when I was doing a panel, I guess you'd say. And John impressed me, and I wanted to have him on the Bright Side to help share his words of wisdom. Please welcome to the Bright Side, John Katsavos. Hey, John.
Good. How are you?
Good to talk to you, man. Thank you for coming on the Bright Side, and thanks for what you're doing. It's really good work. I know you specialize in helping young men, although I'm sure you work with other folks too, but your specialty is young men. Tell us a little bit about what are the personal challenges that young men in particular, as distinct from old men or young ladies or older ladies, have. What is this, what are the personal battle, the specific battles that young men have to fight, if you will, and then what they can do about it?
Well, the problem with specifically with young men that I found in my own past was that everybody is expecting young men when they hit a certain age, roughly between 28 and 32, that they should have their entire lives planned out for them and set, which is, to be honest, unfair, extremely unfair, because you've only done maybe what, a fourth of your life, and you're supposed to have the rest of your life figured out. So, for the men that haven't figured it out, I mean, they can place a huge strain on their psyche that they're not good enough, that they are inadequate, that they're failures in this world. And to me, that's quite nonsense. I mean, I'm nearing the first half of my life, and I'm still trying to figure out most of it.
Did you go through your depression and your the whole suicidal ideation thing when you were going through that period?
Yes. It happened when I was in my mid-20s. So I think it was about 25 years old. So
they call that the quarter-life crisis. Have you heard that term?
No, actually, this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, term. There's a cool book called The Quarter-Life Crisis. And it talks all about exactly what you're saying. And in astrology, there's a thing called your Saturn return, which between the ages of 28 and 35, everybody goes through, and there's like these dramatic changes that take place in people's lives. And so what you're talking about is kind of right on with general psychological thinking. And I know in my life, in the life of my friends and my parents even, between the ages of probably you too, the ages of 28 and 35 were like really dramatic. And I always thought it was because we start to realize that the old way that we were brought up with, our old ideas, we're starting to realize they weren't right, and we're kind of making changes. What do you think about that?
I think to a point you're right. I think to a point the old ways that we were raised are not right.
It starts to dawn on you. What I'm saying, it starts to dawn on you around 28.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know, my parent, that maybe I'm not, shouldn't be that, have that religion or that job, or maybe that's not what I am. We identify different, we start to question our identity, what we have identified with as teenagers and children, and even up for 21, because we didn't question those things. Now we're starting to, at the age of 28, we're starting to question, maybe I'm not supposed to be a disc jockey or an insurance salesman. Maybe I'm supposed to do something. You know what I'm saying? There's like this kind of questioning your identity at that point in life. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, even with myself, I mean, my parents had my life planned out for me, and I'm like, well, this is not for me. So what's wrong with me? And the problem was that the problem wasn't really with me. The problem was that I didn't fit their mold.
Hmm. And you started you were trying to fit their mold, but you realized you didn't fit their mold.
Yeah, and then when I came to that realization, okay, I don't fit this specific mold. Like I went for college to become an auto mechanic to please my dad.
Oh wow! And then at 28, you're saying like, wait a minute, I don't want to be an auto mechanic.
Yeah. It's like, well, this is not my passion.
Yeah.
This is not what I want. Yeah. This is not what I want to be remembered for.
Yeah, that's great. I want to talk about your podcast. Before I get into that, you're a member of something called the AADP, which I had not heard of before, but it's super cool. AADP stands for American Association of Drugless Practitioners. I think that's super cool. I'd never heard of that. Tell me a little bit about that.
I was actually introduced to it in 2009 when I went to New York for about 7 months to learn to become a health counselor, certified health counselor. And the Institute, Integrative Institute of Nutrition, I think I got that right, IIN, they're members of it. So it's practitioners, health practitioners that are out there to help people without the use of drugs. So natural means, I mean, this is such new technology. I mean, it's only been around for the past, 5,000, 10,000 years that we've been on this planet. So, that's everything that I plan my practice around is everything has to be drugless. I mean, I'm not saying that
you mean pharmaceuticals. Medicine. You don't mean drugless. You mean pharmaceuticals probably because drugs are in foods. You know, so let food be thy medicine. That whole hypocrisy thing. You work with foods, I imagine, correct?
I do use food as medicine. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say medicine, but as an option to heal people.
Well, I call that medicine. You know, I think of medicine. I know this is an interesting point because I think of medicine as anything that comes from the outside that you ingest from the outside that it changes the body somehow. It doesn't have to be It doesn't have to be pharmaceuticals, though. We've collapsed these two ideas because the drug companies and the pharmaceutical-medical industrial complex has convinced us that the only way to be medicalized is with drugs or with pharmaceuticals. But I believe you can be medicalized with supplements. In fact, I think that's the best medicine. And I think foods are the best medicine. And I actually think spirituality and emotions and mental strategies, as I want to talk to you about that, those could be medicines too. So medicines are not pharmaceuticals. That's how I look at it. I don't have a problem with the word medicine. Pharmaceuticals, those are the real issue.
I totally agree with what you just said. With what you just said.
That's cool. So I want to talk about the whole mind-body, the mental relationship, and how you deal with that physically, which is kind of interesting to me. I'm talking to John Katsavos. He is the host of his podcast as well as a personal trainer, and we'll talk about the mind-body connection with John Katsavos right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes.
times with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, we're talking to John Katsavos, the Fitness Oracle. That's the name of his podcast as well. Website, viofitness.ca, viofitness.ca. So, John, you have a personal experience. You suffered with depression and suicidal ideation. You were thinking of actually jumping off a bridge, as you talk about. And then you changed. So what happened? What was the epiphany? I assume you had some kind of one thing or some epiphany, or maybe you didn't. And then what exactly did you do?
Well, the epiphany was when I was actually planning on jumping, like I was actually standing on the bridge, which
literally on the bridge. You were like a moment away from it. Wow.
I was planning it. I was timing the cars because I was standing on top of a freeway and I was planning the cars.
Oh my God.
Timing.
Are you serious?
To see at what point am I going to hit, before I hit the ground, I'm going to hit a car.
Okay, so what happened? What was the epiphany? What came to you?
So I had, for Christians out there, I had an angel come to me. And for other people, name it what you will, I had this being standing beside me. And it literally, if you will, it opened up my third eye and it took me from the bridge to my funeral.
Oh,
and
wow.
It showed me the instance when my friends would walk in to my wake and the fight, the huge fight that ensued when my parents and my family saw my friends walk into the room.
And all this happened in a split second? Or like you couldn't, time had to disappear. There couldn't have been a duration to all this.
There was no time. For me, the entire instance happened in a second.
Wow.
But it felt like 20, 30 minutes had passed.
That's amazing.
But it was like literally a second. And this being asked me, he said to me, "Is this what you want to be remembered for?" I said, "No." So it pulled me out of that instance, and it brought me to the man's car that I hit. And it showed me the ruin of his life that I left him in.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it asked me, "Is this what you want to be remembered for? Because you just destroyed this guy's life." I'm like, "Absolutely not." Now, I'm the type of person where I can take whatever you throw at me. I'm okay with it, but I don't want to harm any other person.
Mm.
Right? So dish whatever you got to dish to me. Just as long as I don't hurt anyone, I'm okay with it.
So you, one second, you get all this stuff happens in one second, which is amazing to me. And then you just say, "I'm not going to do this." And you get off the bridge?
Well, it pulled me back to the bridge. And it said, it told me, "You have two options. You can end it right now and ruin all these people's lives. Or you can fulfill what you've been destined for." Now, I'm in a wreck. I'm in an absolute mess. I'm ready to end it all. I'm like, "I don't see what future you have in store for me, but I'm not ready to ruin these people's lives."
Wow.
So I walked off that bridge.
Wow. But just real quick, I don't want to get off too much in this, but why'd you do a bridge, of all things?
Because it was near to my house.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get off too much on that, because the real cool thing is what you did afterwards. So you said, "I'm going to change my life." And then how does that lead to you helping people with fitness and physical fitness?
Well, it was 20 years ago. I did like a whole series of other stuff. Like, okay, I figured, okay, I don't have a job. I didn't have any money coming in. So how can I... The happiest when I was when I was working out. So what can I do in order for me to start working out so I can start feeling better, at least starting to feel better? So I just started going for daily walks in the parks, in the woods, in the streets, wherever it was. That eventually, I started to feel a little bit better. I got a job, which led me to signing up to a gym. And the gym was great. However, I wasn't out of the woods, because I did have another instance at work on the way back from the drop. I was an armed guard at the time, where I had a thought where my messenger is not fast enough for me pulling my gun out, putting it in my mouth and pulling the trigger. And that was the last straw for me. I was like, I can't be having these thoughts at all. I don't want them at all.
Mm.
So literally the next day I went out, I signed up to the local martial arts club, because that's when I always felt like the most comfortable with myself and the most powerful with myself, the most happy with myself. And the rest is history, as they say.
So now you dedicate your life to helping other people who are dealing with the same thing that you're dealing with, correct?
Yes.
Or you dealt with. So what do you use? What kind of techniques do you use?
Well, I use a lot of the breathing techniques that come out of Sistema, Russian martial arts, because it's easily integrated with everything that you do on a daily basis.
Tell me about the breathing. What makes that distinguishes it from ordinary breathing? And I recommend something called SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. How does that kind of breathing differ?
It's similar to that. We inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth, and every movement we start to extend the inhale and exhale. So we're connecting the breathing with your moving. So we're connecting mind body with your body, with your mind and your breathing.
Because breathing is a bridge between the mind and the body, would you say?
Yes. Yeah.
So can you breathe? Do you think about things while you're breathing? I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you actually imprint the breath with thought or with feeling?
At the very beginning, no, but I slowly start to imprint that, because it can be very difficult, especially for men, to focus on, oh my God, what am I thinking? Okay, I got this really nasty thought in my head. Why am I thinking this? And all of a sudden your breathing goes.
So
the first thing, I like baby steps.
Okay.
So the first thing is get that connection through counting your steps, for example, and breathing. And
breathe while you're counting your steps.
Yes. So you'll count three steps and you'll take one inhale. You'll count three steps and you'll do one exhale. And then you slowly expand it to like 10 in, 10 out. Once we start getting comfortable with that, then we start to focus, okay, I got the breathing patterns solidified. What am I thinking?
Hmm.
And so then with your, sorry?
Go ahead.
And with your inhale, you're inhaling your thought, and when you exhale, you're exhaling your thought.
Mm, I like that. And then feelings as well, or do you distinguish feelings from thoughts?
Yes, because they're typically the same thing. Like if you dwell too much on your thoughts, it will affect how you feel.
And vice versa. Yeah, I agree with that. So is there a benefit to coordinating breathing with exercise? Like if you're lifting weights or if you're doing some kind of resistance training, is there some kind of link between breathing and muscle movement when you're doing your exercise?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's everything. If you're not breathing, one, you won't be able to lift because I did a little bit of, you know, powerlifting when I was in my teens and early 20s. If you can't breathe properly, you won't be able to lift the maximum amount of potential.
What I was thinking is coordinating the rhythm of the breathing with the lifting somehow. Not just breathing while you're working out, but actually coordinating the movement with the breath.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole part of it, right? Like when you're doing the eccentric phase of the movement, you have to be either inhaling or exhaling.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
So when you're going down, you're inhaling. Like if you're bench pressing, when you're going down, you're inhaling. And then as you're pushing up, you're exhaling kind of thing?
Yeah. And you can always play around with it. Like when you're going down, you can inhale. You can exhale completely when you're at the bottom and then inhale while you're coming back up and then exhale. So you're always breathing throughout the entire range of the movement. So the eccentric, the pause,
Eccentric is the negative. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. The negative, the positive, the pauses in between. So you're consistently breathing. You can play around with it like so many different ways. And with my workouts, with my clients, what I do is I play around with the breathing. I get them focusing on their breathing and the activation of their muscles that are being used and supported for the joints.
Hey, John, there's the music and we're out of time, but I'd love to have you back on because I got a whole bunch more I want to talk to you about. So why don't you hang on the line after this and we'll talk, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, John. John Cassavos, the Fitness Oracle. That's the name of his website as well. He is the Fitness Oracle. And that was a really interesting discussion. Thank you so much. Website, biofitness.ca. Biofitness.ca. Thanks, John. All right. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. And I am Pharmacist Ben. And I want you to have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.